Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Steve Voss with Come and Take It as we introduce Penny Dean every week here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse for Second Amendment Tuesdays. And as we continue our conversation here about self-defense cases and what you need to know and always mentally prepare yourself. Penny, one of the things that we've talked about a few times, and I remember the very first time we brought this up, the Tooler drill and something you learned at the NRA convention this past week.
Yeah, it looks like from talking to a few different people for years and years and years, when Dennis Tooler came up with the, or actually he basically made public and enunciated the theory that action beats reaction every time, and then a person at approximately 21 feet away will stab you before you can draw and fire. And we're talking even, you know, old people in canes can get you from 21 feet before you draw and fire in some instances, you know, because simply that action beats reaction every time. And it's coming out more and more that some people in many police departments are going to the thought they're extending the Tooler drill up to 30 feet because they're finding out that 21 feet may not be enough. That it may very well be up to 30 feet that a person will knife you or stab you or attack you before you can draw and fire. And what that means, if anyone goes into an average courtroom or even an average area and takes and paces out 21 or 30 feet, they're going to say, that person's so far away, you're crazy. You know, why in the world would you shoot someone at 21 or 30 feet? They're not a threat to you. And the answer is, in some circumstances, they may well be. And this is a case where you have to be able to explain to a jury and to a lawyer and say, look, at why in the world were you justified in drawing, pointing, or firing your firearm at that distance? And the bottom line is because there's study after study after study that shows that at that distance or a danger, and Masadi Yub, who runs the Lethal Force Institute, or he did run it, I believe he has another training entity now, has had every one of his LFI 1, 2, and 3 students for decades participate in the Tooler drill, whereby he gives people rubber knives and rubber guns, if you will, and the person who is with the knife is allowed to start running towards the person with the firearm whenever they so choose. And the person with the firearm has to draw and fire, meaning draw and go bang, before they get stabbed, biffed, or whatever else. And unless things have changed, last time I checked with him, he's never had a student be able to fire at the person before they get stabbed.
Wow.
And we're talking putting hundreds and hundreds of people, and he does people across the board, everywhere from the 18-year-old guy fresh out of, you know, OTC or fresh out of boot camp who's fit as a fiddle to little old ladies. And the bottom line is that it is incredible. You know, that concept, until you actually go through it, you just can't even believe, you know, what's happening.
Well, let me ask this, because this is something that police officers end up having to deal with when they end up using deadly force against a knife-wielding suspect, because, you know, that's great for sensational journalism. Gee, why was the officer justified in shooting a guy with a knife who is 18 feet away, you know, and this is one of the reasons.
And it totally depends. Each case is absolutely different, but absolutely, that is exactly one of the reasons that happens. You know, that the bottom line is that you always have to look at what in the world is going on here. You know, what's happening in this scenario? What's the person doing? What are they saying? And absolutely, they're no different than any of us in the sense that that those type of things happen every day.
Sure. One of the things, and the reason why we bring this up, because I remember the first time we talked about the Tooler drill, it's one of those things that you have to know these things before you find yourself in a self-defense situation, because you're not allowed to introduce evidence into your defense of stuff that you've learned after the fact.
In most cases, that's absolutely true. You have to be able to enunciate, what did you know at the time this was happening? You know, at the time that you drew, you fired, you brandished, what is it that you knew? you know, what did you know and what did you know and when did you know it? Remember the Nixon administration?
Oh, yes. Well, know. Penny, I have very little time left. Tom from Bristol wants to come on real quick. Tom, you're on with Penny Dean. How are you?
All right, and you?
Good.
I'd like to ask Penny a question about the court system.
Okay.
It may be abstract from your gun knowledge, but why has the court system gone from a neutral and balanced type system to the plaintiff is always right?
You know what? This is my personal opinion, and there will be an outcry, of course, against me. I believe that in this state we appoint judges rather than elect them. And judges, no matter how hard they try and be quote-unquote fair and neutral, are human beings with their own biases. So would you rather have me as a judge or Sarah Brady as a judge? Okay, yeah, and I'm being serious because we're human with our own biases. And what you're getting, we have, and I've had more than one judge tell me privately, there's no reason for people to have certain guns. And so they really, in my opinion, are allowing cases to go forward that should be kicked out at that stage.
Yeah.
You know, they really and truly are. And the other problem we have is prosecutors are elected, county attorneys are elected in this area, and people should remember that. We have county attorneys bringing cases that absolutely never should be, brought. There was an article in the paper. I don't know if anyone...
We'll have to make this quick, Penny.
Oh, read about Nashua, about Mr. Roman. And it was the bottom line is a man who was in jail for over a year for something he didn't do.
Hmm. Well, with that, Tom, I've got to run. Thank you very much for your call. Penny, with that, I've got to run as well. How do people get in touch with you if they have any further questions?
603-230-9999.
All right. Attorney Penny Dean, visit Second Amendment Tuesdays page at briantilton.com. Thank you very much.